So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
What's going to work out with the work? Tanya Dahaskigon, then on Zewatahun Sadache, Ungahuan, Hadi Wanodas, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oscar Dewanyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Ani Nichkiwink, Doug Farquhar, Indigenous. Meanwhile, Sean Story, Esna Minwa, and Ishnabi Noewin. Here we go. Aboriginal Voices on this fine Tuesday evening in January. Not like last Tuesday, Sean. Remember that? It was good.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Driving home was really tough for me.
It was horrible.
Yeah. I went through a little bit of rain downtown here in Kingston. As I started driving north, it went through a mix of rain, ice pellets, then freezing rain. The windshield kept freezing up. Then a little bit of snow. And by the time I got home, it was only in snow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was absolutely... Yeah, remember, I drive north of the city, so...
I do remember that.
Away from Lake Ontario, I was getting into snow. So that's the best part here in the winter, get into snow. So last week, yes, thanks very much to the folks who contacted me about our show last week. They really loved it. So fascinating how many people were listening. I guess they didn't have much to do. They couldn't go anywhere, right?
They just stayed home. Yeah.
Tonight, it's beautiful out there. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Winter can be kind of different sometimes. One of the things that I was wondering about, Sean, you know, there's a lot of folks who are just coming into Kingston from Kuseshuan. And
they're coming into Kingston?
That's right. They were airlifted out and transported to Kingston, about 200 people. So we're going to have...
Why would they be coming here?
First of all, medical is here because, you know, the Queen's University and the hospital has a connection with, the Cree community in the north, so possibly that's why. Or, you know, it's downtime for some of those big complexes that have... rooms to rent. So, maybe. So, I'm just asking people in Kingston if you see people around or quite sure where to go or how to find what it is they're looking for. Please just be gentle and guide them along.
Mm-hmm.
And just think, what would it be like if you or I were stuck in some other community and not really know how to get around or where to go from place to place if you want things.
So. Yeah, no, that is true. That open arms.
Yeah, that's right.
Open arms.
The Friendship Center or the Wellness.
Maybe not really open arms.
No, but
you know,
I know
a smile at least.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the Wellness Center up on Weller Avenue, and they have a lot of facilities there and assistance for people. But you know, for folks to get there is a big deal. I don't know where they're staying here in Kingston, but welcome. That's what I can say. And Aboriginal Voices would be happy to provide ideas for places to go or things to see and do.
Yeah. It looks like Ottawa is closer on the map than than Kingston.
Can they land planes in Ottawa?
Well, I think so.
Okay.
Sudbury as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a big deal, Sudbury. And if not Sudbury, I think over here to Thunder Bay.
Oh, that's a long way.
It's not that far, look. It's an airplane. Anyways, it's good to have them. I don't understand.
I think it has to do with housing a community all in one place. Because another group of people
so
are going to go into Niagara Falls.
They have a whole other Kuseshuan right here in Kingston?
Well, not quite, but at least...
Is it because they both start with K?
Well, yeah, but the problem is the next place that I'm going to tell you about is Niagara Falls. And they've got lots of facilities.
So they're running
there.
So they're running from way up here...
James Bay.
Down here to Niagara Falls.
I don't know. I didn't make the choice.
There's Mississauga... I mean, let's go all the way down here to London.
Well,
I don't know.
I would not be happy with that.
Who set that up? Was that an Ottawa thing?
I have no idea.
Or was that the folks up there in Kasetuan?
That'll be something for us to do for reporting next week. Find out.
You don't know then?
No, I don't know why they chose Kingston or.
I mean, it would be nice to know.
Okay.
Again, not saying you can't. I'm just saying I don't understand. Like, Ottawa is closer. What? Wouldn't you just, like, go to Ottawa?
I haven't got a clue.
You're driving down the highway.
Oh, that's different.
Right? And you say to yourself, should I go now or should I wait and go further?
No, there are too many cars in Ottawa.
Like Quebec, they could have, well, maybe not. I wouldn't put anybody through that.
Quebec City's pretty. Yeah, it's a great place to go. Anyway, I will find out for you, and I'll give you the assignment for next week. You find out about the folks who go to Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Where? Yeah, what's there for them? So on. But all I'm saying here in Kingston, folks, just give them, as Sean said, give them a smile. And see if you can help people.
Smile, a handshake, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And so with that, we're going to move on to something else. Thursday night, right here in Kingston.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's going to be down at the Grand Theater, Julian Taylor and his... And he is Julian Taylor and Logan Statz are going to be performing, I think it's at 7:30 on Thursday night.
Okay.
So if you have time.
Are they here now?
I wonder if they're, because this is their Eastern Canada tour starting in Kingston.
All right.
I didn't know that until the other day. Yeah, that's good. So if they are starting here, welcome. And we'll see if we can kind of play some of the songs to give people a chance.
Throw them a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a handshake if you...
Oh, there you go.
Same idea, right?
Yeah. Welcome them to Kingston as well. Can you tell me a little bit about the song we're going to play?
It just says that this guy, Julian, he remembers strumming the chord changes... on his porch and singing the lyrics, purpose and reason. That's what they say that you get when you have kids.
Oh.
I know, and it struck him as a powerful line, and he wanted to take it a bit further.
Mm.
So we have this song.
It's called Stolen Lands.
Really? That's
It's good. It's about a specific place. Caledonia, Ontario.
All
you remember
right.
that?
Well, we'll play it.
It's a good one.
Ready?
All set.
Outside my window, there's a tiredness in my bones. I feel helpless and alone. Deep within our mother's womb lie the bodies of children in unmarked hidden tombs. That's what they say that you'll get when you have kids. And I did. chair. Sometimes at night I catch him crying, sitting there. He cried because when he was a kid, he spoke his own language and then lost his voice and part of his own lineage. This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me. A poor choice of words by Woody Guthrie. This land was taken. And now everyone sees. One family had their land stolen. The other was stolen from their land. Static noise transmission on the radio. There's an aching in my bones. I feel lost, far from home. Purpose and reason, that's what they say that you'll get when you have kids. And I did. I'm not sad. Devastated underneath all that pain, heartbeats of cold rain. I know a black woman who sits at a desk chair. Sometimes she cries sitting there because fear became her worst nightmare. She cries because her only son was killed by a shotgun. Another senseless tragedy triggered by police brutality. This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me. A poor choice of words by Woody Guthrie. This land was taken and built on slavery. One family had their land stolen. The other was stolen from their land. And here I stand.
Julian Taylor with Stolen Lands.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of mellow.
Did you like that?
I did. Yeah. Mm. That's why I chose it. I was just thinking, though, that the words in it, you know,
Yeah.
Some of the incidents and some of the...
Were you listening to the words?
I was, yeah.
I don't think I was.
Oh, Sean, we do these because we're helping people learn from all of this, right?
Are we helping them? I think we're doing this so that, people can listen and get their own ideas as to whether or not they like that guy.
Oh, right.
Or gal.
I like the words. Okay, so I was listening to what he was telling, since this is storytelling.
What's his name? Julian Taylor?
Julian Taylor, yeah. And he does a show here at CFRC.
Does he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Julian's Jukebox.
Okay, so, like, I watch this show, and this show has Coach Taylor.
Coach Taylor? No, I don't think that's what we're talking about.
What do you mean you don't think that's what we're talking about? What, I can't derive any sort of
you can.
Connections?
Is he a coach?
Him?
Yeah.
No.
Well, he coaches musicians.
I doubt that. Probably somebody else tells him what to do.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Directors. Music directors. What was the name of the song? Stolen Lands?
Stolen Lands, yeah. It was good. Keeps me thinking, wonder what else is going on there.
Let's see, what is it he says? Here's the full lyrics. It's raining outside. Oh, sorry, it's raining. I'm staring outside my window. There's a tiredness in my bones. I feel helpless and alone. Douglas.
Yes?
Maybe there's something to this guy. Because albeit it's not raining outside, I do feel tired.
Uh-oh.
And it is in my bones.
And foreshadowed this for you.
Yeah, so then he just goes on about bruises and open wounds and revealing stories. This land is your land. This land is my land. Wait a minute. This land is your land.
Mm-hmm. You're getting there.
This land is my land.
I don't think he wrote that one.
No?
That way.
Did he write that one?
I don't know. We're going to have to go and find some
from the Chattahoochee to the someplace else? Do you not know that song?
I didn't.
You should know this song. It was your era.
Oh, jeepers.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Actually, I was, yeah.
It's like Peter, Paul, and Mary or something
there,
like that.
Oh, my goodness.
There,
you're really taking
see.
This in the wrong direction.
Am I? I'm sorry. How the,
no, listening to the words in songs is important, and Julian Taylor is a storyteller. And it started off with him telling you on the front porch he was, thank goodness for kids. Now you got
from California to the New York Island, that's what it is. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
There you go, see? But I thought that it was from Vancouver.
Oh, goodness sakes, it's Woody Guthrie. No wonder. All right.
Okay.
Behave, Doug. We'll
go on to the next song by Julian Taylor.
All right,
Taylor.
Julian. And this one is also that guy, Julian Taylor. And it's featuring Jim James.
Mm-hmm. You know all about Jim.
Do I?
Yeah, just go ahead and read the rest.
I don't think I've ever heard of Jim James. Oh, wait a minute. I guess maybe I might. Okay, the way the song came together was a very special, innovative, and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It just seemed to flow out of all the musicians in the room. Recorded it at the Gold Standard with Aaron Goldstein. I feel he's dropping names, name dropping
I
there.
I think he is, yeah.
David Engel. Do you think maybe he just spelt that wrong?
No.
Or it's Bill Engel, or yeah. David Engel.
David Engel.
Like E-N-G-L-E.
Yeah, he was the engineer.
Anyways, Anna Ruddock. And it features Jim James from The Morning Jacket. No, from My Morning Jacket on vocals. So it seems that he's always been a fan of MMJ. MMJ. And a chance to encounter at the, and a chance encounter at the LA Forum when his friend Allison Russell asked him to perform at the Robbie Robertson tribute.
Isn't that something?
Goodness sakes, dropping names left and right on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Tribute directed by Martin Scorsese. Ooh. Well, if you're going to drop a name, you might better drop that Martin Scorsese's name. To a wonderful connection with Jim. Anyways, they stayed friends ever since. And when this song was almost done, I sent it to him to see what he thought, and he loved it.
Mm.
Yay, Jim. So I asked if he'd be down to sing on it. And he said yes. Goodness.
So this song actually was released in October.
Like the storyteller there, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. October 2025. And it's called?
It's called Don't Let 'Em. And then in brackets, get inside of your head.
There you go. After that last song, Stolen Word, Stolen Lands. Yeah. Now just don't let them get inside your head.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, right. Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm all set. There you go. Julian Taylor, Don't Let 'Em get inside your head. That's, I like that. You know, all of these songs are sort of mellow right now, aren't they? So far, those two.
Yeah.
But
we've very got, mellow.
We've got one you would like.
Is this like he's going to tear it up now?
I have no idea.
Going to blow the roof off of the place?
No, but it's...
Is he a blow-the-roof-off-the-place kind of a performer?
I only picked this next song for you and for me.
Oh.
Because we both love to drive.
Yeah. You know, do you want me to look at this? Yeah, drive. Yeah. I've been thinking about the world a lot lately. So says Julian Taylor. Mm-hmm. And wanted to share some of my thoughts through a song that I wrote called Drive.
Yeah, so you're wondering if this is going to be crashing.
No, it's not going to be. I think I know what it is.
Oh, do you?
I think I got an idea. Yeah, like I watch stuff and I hear stuff and I can get nuance.
Yes.
I think that's what this is.
Oh.
So, maybe not driving a car.
Yeah, you got me thinking.
Nah, maybe driving a car, but driven.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, inner peace driven to create.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know.
You're really.
I just
you're
making it up.
To
really
scare me. You're really
like
getting
I look
into
at
this
the guy.
Now.
I look at the guy and I think to myself, yeah, that's probably what he'd come up with.
If you want to see him live in Kingston,
oh yeah, he's coming here
Thursday night.
He'll be here Thursday
night, January.
Yeah,
I don't know if the tickets. Well, we can look
I'm
later.
I'm pretty sure they're on sale.
Oh, is that right? Lots of tickets.
Yeah, I'm sure they're. Well, no, there's probably not a lot of tickets left.
Okay.
Probably should go and get them now.
Oh.
Like what you do.
Today's Tuesday, and it's on Thursday night, so.
Yeah, you probably should get them. But you could go onto a computer, probably your, and I think your phone.
Oh.
And you just dial it up, and there.
You can pick your seat.
Yeah, you pick your seat. You're way ahead of me, Doug. You can pick your seat right there on your phone.
Oh.
And when you get there, they give you the tickets, or maybe they just shoot your phone. I don't know. And then you're like, where do I sit? Well, right here, sir.
Oh.
Right this way, madam. Ma'am? Madam?
Oh, boy, you're getting yourself in trouble here.
Ma'am?
I'm going to suggest we go straight to let Julian Taylor talk and tell our
listeners. Like, it's all technology. You can do that. And then they, well, I don't know if they take you to your seat, but they
point
guide
you
the right direction.
Yeah. That door or that door?
Pretty much. Yeah. Or upstairs.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, balcony. I wonder if that would be a better place to be in the balcony. I've been in the balcony before.
I see you splurged for the bench.
You and I sat and we're at a presentation at the Grand Theater, and we were right in front of the guy with the tech board
doing
the lighting and the sound.
That guy, yeah. Yeah, we did. That was fun.
That was a perfect spot.
That was, just before COVID or just after COVID?
Oh, yeah, before COVID.
Was it before COVID? I'm like, there's this thing, Doug.
Yeah.
Have you heard about it? And then, like, the day or two later.
We're sitting there.
Everybody was sent home. For what, two and a half, three years?
Yeah. No, not that. Don't want any part of that thing.
Anyways, so, Doug,
the song,
you want to hear this song?
Drive.
Go.
Working on some new songs, and I wanted to play this one for you. We've been living in some crazy times, and I just wanted to send love and green lights to everyone. This is called Drive. Welcome to the weird. How the hell did we get here? Seems like all decency's disappeared. We're all living in fear, or even worse, we don't care about anyone else's cross to bear. Everyone's upset, and rightfully so.
world's gone crazy, it's a shit show. But you got money in the bank and so many people to thank. Why are you worried about every little think tank? Tonight, I'm gonna keep on riding right on till the morning. Tonight, I'm gonna keep on riding right on till the morning. Till I write what I wanna hear. We're all trying to escape, but only love conquers hate. Take a look at the code of handsome lake. Yeah, an eye for an eye, it sure feels like a mistake. Driven by those who thrive on violence and hate. Tonight, I'm gonna keep on riding, right on till the morning. Yeah, tonight, we'll keep on riding, right on till the morning, till I write what I want to share. I have a dream, how crazy does that seem? Reflections of a king whose words let freedom ring, who lived up to his creed and fought against power and greed. He can't fly with broken wings. Maybe that's the reason the cage bird sings. That's the reason the cage bird sings. Sometimes it's hard to admit, sometimes it's even harder to see. Sometimes we put on a good face like a wounded giving tree. Life's not easy for you, and it's not easy for me. Yet nature's love gives us everything unconditionally. Tonight, I'm gonna keep on riding, right on till the morning. Yeah, tonight, I'm gonna keep on riding, right on till the morning, till I write what I wanna share. Till I write what I wanna share. Till I write what I wanna hear.
Are you looking for a summer job? What about a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields? Queen's Career Service is excited to host in-person career fairs in Barlett Gym, Mitchell Hall, on Tuesday, January 20th for the Summer and Part-Time Opportunities Fair, and Wednesday, January 21st for the Engineering and Technology Fair. Drop in anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. at Barlett Gym. These events are open to all Queen's students of all years. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at Old Farm FF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Well, we're having fun here on Aboriginal Voices tonight.
I don't know,
tonight.
Doug. I think you're wrong on that one.
Great, you know, because, you know, Thursday night, Julian Taylor is going to be here in Kingston at the Grand Theater, and he's bringing along with him his guest, Logan Statz. So we're going to play a couple of songs.
Oh, it's not the other way around?
No.
Huh.
Anyway, Julian Taylor does do a Julian's Jukebox here at CFRC, so tune in on
Like
Sundays.
He does it right here. He's here now.
Oh, here we go. Ready?
Or does he record it and then they?
Do you know what we need
they
to
play
do?
It.
Let's talk about Logan Statz because we're going to run out of time and then you're going to have to stay for the second hour.
Oh, I don't want to do that. Okay, here.
Okay, Logan Statz.
Do you want to hear about him too?
Yes, please.
He's apparently Logan Statz says here as a renowned musician and committed activist, and he is set to release a deeply evocative music video for the song 6 Miles, a piece that not only showcases his musical prowess, but also amplifies the voice of the Six Nations community in their ongoing struggle for land rights. Previously released via streaming to critical acclaim, 6 Miles is more than a song. It's a poignant narrative wrapped in melodies, shedding a light on the historical and ongoing issues surrounding the Six Nations Reservation in Ontario. I would say the Six Nations territory.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
forget, this is written by one of the publicists.
And it's written by Logan Statz himself?
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Well, I thought so. Maybe not. Doesn't really say.
Is,
I just
right.
sort of assumed that it was him. It's his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure it is a publicist. Mm-hmm. A lot of big words in there.
Well.
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready. This is called 6 Miles. And I got thinking about it. What does 6 Miles stand for when you talk about Six Nations?
Mm-hmm. I have an idea.
Yeah, it has to do with each side of the river, I think. Let's listen to the words.
Our people will not be defined by our traumas. The connection that we have to these lands and waters and, of course, to each other is far greater than anything that they can do to us. They've tried to beat it out of us. They've tried to over-incarcerate us, residential school it out of us. But it remains. Land back is an invitation. An invitation to those that have been lost. All the brothers and sisters that have been stolen from our nations. And there are many that we are calling home. For us, we've been fighting for land back since contact. Our fight here at Six Nations has been about our 6 miles on each side of that Grand River. And now, that 6 miles, well, that was just the beginning.
Like cancer through the air. Can't watch red blood off a white man's head. after. Take it away, don't you take it away. Give it all back, just take it away, don't you take it away.
Well, there you go. The fire, the fire is still burning.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to lead
symbolism.
To our next. That's going to lead to our next song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next song is Fear of the Flame.
I want you to put fire at the end.
oh, look at that. What have you got?
Okay, Logan, we'll put fire at the end. All right, another one. Fear of the Flame. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. So there's fire over here. Because of it still burning, right?
Yes.
and then over here, Fear the Flame. This is written by Logan Statz and Derek Hoffman.
Ooh.
Directed by Az Heatley. That's A-Z.
Who? A-Z?
No, A-Z. A-Z Heatley. And Logan Stotts. So two directors. Let's see. A special thank you to the Ontario Arts Council and the Six Nations Council for the funding, the production of this music video. And all the community members who came together to make this a powerful representation of our home. Six Nations of the Grand River.
So he is an activist, and he's using his music and his storytelling.
I think he's an activist now. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was an activist before.
Yeah, that's something.
Like he's an activist in between dates for singing dates and
right.
performing dates.
Right. Well, while he's on stage, he's going to tell you the story that goes with
he's
it.
He's going to let you know. Mm-hmm. He's going to give you the 411.
Do you mean the information that goes with that?
So be prepared.
Okay. What's the name of the song?
Fear the Flame. I said that, Fear the Flame. Do you want me to go through that again?
Nope.
Because the last one was... Ended with a big fire, a bonfire.
That's right.
And now... And then it's Fear of the Flame.
Isn't it Fear of the Flame?
Oh, yeah, Fear of the Flame.
So to me, that's important because the people who are on the other side, remember at Oka?
Lots of thought went into that one.
The book that you gave me for Christmas to read.
Yeah. Did you finish it?
Just about.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The problem is that every chapter I go and do some more reading and research about it. But the Fear of the Flame is exactly what happened at Oka because the Canadian military were going in and they had intelligence that said they're gathered around a fire and they're all calm.
Of course.
That's right, yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you be calm?
No, but that's where Fear of the Flame is.
Oh.
They were worried about something was going to happen.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Anyways, Mike, my thing here was that I gave you a book. Mm-hmm. I gave someone else a book. And it's like a much thicker book than the one I gave you. And pretty well done.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like,
the problem with
when did you start reading it? Like, I only just gave it to you.
And you're saying now this was supposed to last till the spring breakup?
Well, at least till like your birthday. Anyways, almost done. So good. I'm glad you guys can read.
It's good. It's taken me in a different direction to understand more and more about what happened at Oka in 1990.
I guess.
Yeah. Because I was away.
Yeah, you were. You were gone away, I guess.
I came back just in time to...
I was here. I was in Peterborough.
Oh, nice.
I was in Peterborough, and I thought, maybe I just go up there. I didn't, but I thought that. Like, I got that far.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, time
to try that. Fear of the Flame
guy.
Go for it.
I found a low you've never seen. I wish I never saw coming. Hit me in waves just like the sea. I wish I never started running away. But I keep searching till it starts burning. Cause when it hurts, at least I know I'm learning. Don't forget.
Well, there you go. Logan Stats. How was that?
That one was good.
That was called Fear of the Flames. So, yeah, people are going to have to understand that by going to a sunrise ceremony.
Now, what was nice about this one is that they had a lot of the First Nations community featured in the video in front of their houses and in front of, you know, fire and stuff like that. So they were almost like, I want to say portraits, but they were snapshots of people, but it was still moving. I don't know.
Yeah,
the it moved the soul. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
But it was also like there was activity in the background, hair blowing and that sort of thing. So that's cool. Good.
You were watching the film.
I watched the video of that song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did we not let people know that these were videos?
There can be. They can go on your magic.
You can go on
computer.
The YouTubes. And you can look up the Logan Stats and mm-hmm. the
Julian Taylor
and see and hear their music all at the same time.
You know,
just like at their show.
Logan Stats was in my living room many years ago.
Like a million years ago? What was he doing there? Was he painting?
He was actually performing. He was trying to get a break into the music world. And I forget the name of the show, but it was where he went into competition with his song.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, it's the Canadian Idol or something
there you
like
go.
That. Or Voice. Canadian Voice.
Keep going. I don't Voice. Remember what it was, but I remember watching him a couple of weeks in a
row. So he wasn't really in your living room.
Well, visually he was.
I suppose.
I could look on my TV and there he was. It was great. And we were thrilled to hear his final song when he did his presentation. And I just happened to say, look
back
at this.
When he won the show.
That's right. Yeah. So, anyway, you can tickets for the show are Grand Theater. You're looking at it right now. Oh, my goodness.
I am looking at it, but it just says tickets. It doesn't say. Oh, events, probably. That's silly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm looking at tickets thinking, oh, this is the one to the thing.
It is.
But then right beside it is events.
Okay. So go quickly to January 15th.
I'll have to. Picture.
Mm.
Picture works better than reading the calendar. There you go. So,
See if you have tickets.
I don't. I know I don't.
No, but see.
Oh, so let's see if there's any left.
Yeah. 7:30. We'll have to hurry. Get the last song in.
Okay. No, I don't.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. You get the whole theater in your fingertips.
Yeah, 360 degrees. And it says here that there is some seats left.
Okay.
Some.
Oh, so people can go and look. You forgot to put in you wanted two seats. Anyway. Okay, let's go to the song. Julian Taylor's song, and it's called Medicine Wheel.
Medicine Wheel.
Ooh, look at that. There are a few, not a lot. Okay.
Yeah, there really is only a few left.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Medicine Wheel by Logan Stats. And the reason I say that is we'll talk to everybody here at Aboriginal Voices in about 4 minutes.
Sounds good.
Top of the hour.
All right. Well, you want me to play a song?
Yes, please.
Goes down the ditches, the cedar grows in the shade, tobacco gets turned to ash before we even pray, the sweet grass dries and dies before we twist it into braids, and that old wheel keeps on turning each and every day, and that forsaken town, it's built on sacred ground, and you call it your new home, well, we call it our tombstone. This merry-go-round, it's on our burial ground. This fire in our water, this poison in our grows in the ditches, the cedar grows in the
What's going to work out? Just the work back on. Tanya, don't have ski on.